You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Don't expect me to tell you that you've never done anything wrong. Jesus did not salve people with that kind of talk. All of us are human, and so are you. By the way, so am I.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
We count on your Son for salvation. In his death for our sins, we find forgiveness and life. Thanks to you, gracious God, for letting us know and making us feel that we really count with you. Give us faith to put our lives into your hands, impelled by your love to live as life was meant to be lived. Make us gracious to others, as you have shown yourself to be gracious toward us. In your Son, Jesus Christ, in his name we pray. Amen. Do you really count? You've probably asked the question for yourself. Do I really count? You certainly do, said Jesus Christ. It is one of the most important things he ever said. You certainly count. At least as much as one sheep counted to that shepherd who had 100 sheep in the wilderness and lost one of them. He went all over looking for that lost sheep, leaving the 99 in the wilderness. The people hearing this story knew exactly what he meant. Shepherds just can't bear to lose one of them. The loss of one sheep means so much to that shepherd that he can leave 99 sheep to their own devices while he keeps looking for that lost one. If we can understand that shepherd, we can understand God. That's why Jesus told the story. He's telling us something about his Father. He can't bear to lose one, because one counts. It has to be found. Do you count? You can depend on it, said Jesus. The shepherd came back, having found that one lost sheep, to rejoice with his friends and neighbors, saying, I found the sheep that was lost. Again, nobody asked him what happened to the 99 in the wilderness. In the same way, remarked Jesus, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God when one sinner repents. That's in the 15th chapter of St. Luke. Just in case the women should feel left out, Jesus went right on to tell the story about the woman who lost a dime underneath the radiator. She searched the whole house from top to bottom until she found the coin that was lost. She could have done without that dime, but she just had to find it because it was lost. Why did she do that? That's the way people are. They can't bear to lose one. Although a dime might not seem to be very important, who cares about a dime? That woman did. She invited in all her friends for coffee and cake in order to celebrate the fact that she had found the dime that was lost, and spent 20 times as much as the dime was worth in order to have coffee and cake with her friends to celebrate that fact. Losing anyone pains the heart of God. finding brings rejoicing, just as it brings joy to the heart of God. In the same way, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God when one sinner repents. Jesus speaks to a generation of people who have at their disposal the most sophisticated technological equipment the world has ever known. Computers are the rage all over the world. People use them to analyze the past and to predict the future. They can entertain themselves for hours at a time, playing with a computer. They travel on computer-controlled aircraft. Computers control spacecraft in the wild blue yonder. Computers decide how much to heat food and how much to cool food. In a computer-dominated age, people can easily get the idea that they don't count. They don't need to think anymore. Don't need to love anymore. Don't need to care anymore. If I don't count, who cares? Who cares about a sheep lost in the woods? Who cares about a dime lost underneath the radiator? Who cares that I don't count? I get mail all the time addressed to me personally by a computer. My name is all over the place, even sandwiched in the paragraphs of the letter itself. I get the impression that the person who wrote that letter doesn't care a hoot about me, about what I think, what I feel, or even what I do with that letter. I don't blame people for throwing something like that in the wastebasket. It makes them feel like morons, as if they don't count at all. The principal of a high school told me about a 16-year-old boy who recently stopped by to see the counselor at his school. He admitted that it had taken him several months to steel himself with courage to say what he was going to say. He told a story of wealth and instant things provided for him all during his short lifetime. Each new gadget had found its way into his home. "But Mom and Dad," said the boy, "are never at home. They never have time for me. I hate it. I don't think I count much with them." That sad little confession probably describes the bitterness that fills the hearts of many people today, both old and young. You may have experienced it yourself. After all is said and done, you finally wind up saying, "Do I really count at all? Do you really count?" The search for things, material things, occupies the time of so many people, entertaining them for a while, but leaving them unsatisfied. The real needs of people are much, much greater than anything material, including a nice bank account, could possibly ever satisfy. The everlasting research projects to find out how people feel about themselves constantly disclose how certain people are that nobody really cares. The more the world population grows, the more people ask, "Do I really count?" The voice you hear from all the welter of sound that threatens to overwhelm people is the voice of Jesus. It comes through loud and clear in everything he said and everything he did. What he said was, "You count all right. You count with me because you are you. You count as did all those nameless people who came to him for all kinds of help." If I read it correctly, he never turned anyone aside. "Him that comes to me," he said, "I shall in no wise cast out." Jesus did not just talk. He acted. He simply gave himself for the life of the world, for all put together and for each one individually. That includes you, whoever you are. He came for you. That man came to seek the lost ones. And seek he did, his arms outstretched on a cross in place of the whole world, including you. In his death for you, there's forgiveness for you. It comes from God himself. Only God could do something like that. God did. God cares. When we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, for you, for everyone. It's amazing. the all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere present God is not intimidated by the incomprehensible mess in the world. He saves in the life, death, and resurrection of his own unique and eternal Son, Jesus Christ. That one man, God's chosen man, as Martin Luther called him, the image of the invisible God, the greatness of his being and the splendor of his glory, discloses the heart of God for each and every one, for me, for you, for every one. You may be a son or daughter gone astray, but you are meant to be a son or daughter in his family. You may have been going your own way, but he wants you to go his way. You may think that you don't count, but he wants you to belong by faith in that Son of his, declared to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. You count because God cares about you. Nobody else may seem to care, but God cares. His word to the world is in his Son, Jesus Christ. He sent that Son to die for you. He loves you enough to forgive your past and to guarantee your future. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah was right on the beam when he quoted God as saying to you and to people everywhere, John, Elizabeth, Addie, Bee, Sue, Gayleen, June, Walt, Dunn, Run, even Oswald, I've called you by name, I have redeemed you, you're mine. Jesus gave his life for the world. And there's life for you, whoever you are, and wherever you may be. You're special to God. You are the loved of God. He cares about you very much. He asks for your trust. In that confidence, he promises you life. Let's face it. That feeling that we're just tiny, unnoticed, unloved, not counting for anything, comes from a deep-seated conviction with a perfectly logical basis. We don't really belong in God's family. We have to live somehow, but we can't live with him. Hostility toward God, growing out of that feeling, expresses itself in not wanting to have God around at all. The Bible describes that feeling and that hostility as a mindset of the whole world. The normal mind of the natural man, of people who are without God and without hope in the world. Reaching out to people with that mindset, the living God proclaims the good news of Jesus Christ, dying in the place of people throughout the world, in the place of each and every one. The good news of God has the power to turn people around. With the telling of that good news, the Spirit of God is reaching right now into your heart to replace that old and dreary resignation with a new conviction. Jesus Christ died for me. I'm really forgiven for the sake of Christ. He cares. I do really count with him. That conviction, the Bible gives the simple name of faith. Faith takes what God has to offer. It is believing God and having confidence in God, trusting God. This good news, this gospel of Christ, is true. It is for you. The moment that you have even a little confidence in God, accepting this word to you as the good news from God in Jesus, his Son, that moment, you belong. At that moment, the feeling that you don't count goes out the window. Repent. Turn from yourself to God. The angels of heaven rejoice over one sinner who repents. You don't save yourself. Only God saves. Your attitude toward God, your disobedience against God, your defiance of God certainly put you in hot water. You may have tried to save yourself and to invest in ways which make you feel good about yourself. It won't work. Only faith in God really works. The Bible keeps telling people that God loves. He loves you so much that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him will not be lost, but will be saved for an eternity of living with him. Would God have sent his Son if you were the only person left in the world? He certainly would have. That's how much he cares about you. You think that others are better looking, more talented, more popular than you are. You feel that others ignore you in a group, at a meeting place somewhere, maybe even in a church. Others make you feel that you're ignorant and don't know anything. They put you down, saying you're stupid. You may have failed repeatedly. It may be that you think, I can't do anything right. You feel lonely and come to the conclusion, nobody cares for me. You don't get much satisfaction from your job. You may not have a sense of accomplishment in your work. You ask yourself, what good am I doing? You may work conscientiously and nobody seems to notice. You feel that you're being taken for granted. You've lost your health or your physical strength. You ask yourself, what good am I? I'm of no use to anyone. A woman whose husband ran off with another woman said she felt as if she'd been cast off like an old shoe. My dog and cat, she said, show me more love than my husband did. Parents whose children have caused them grief ask themselves, what did we do wrong? Nothing we do turns out right. Children may feel that their parents don't care, and it's a short step for them to decide, it's not important, I don't count. You may have a sense of guilt. You're ashamed of yourself. I'm a foolish, rotten person, you say. Don't expect me to tell you that you've never done anything wrong. Jesus did not salve people with that kind of talk. All of us are human, and so are you. By the way, so am I. Jesus met people where they are. St. John tells us he knew what is in the heart of man. He did not try to bamboozle anyone. What he did was to call people to himself. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what Jesus said. Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God and saying to people, repent, turn from yourselves to God, not to justify yourself, but to be justified by him. It's his way, the way of repentance and forgiveness, by the grace of God, offering life through faith in the one whom God has sent, even Jesus Christ. That's God's way, where the lost are found and rejoicing begins. Not only in the hearts of people who always thought they never counted for a hill of beans, but even among the angels in heaven. By God's grace, you really count. Do I really count? Yes, by God's grace, I count. By God's grace, you count. How do you know this is true? Christ proves it's true for you. He died for you, and he lives for you. He was raised from the dead for you. A whole company of angels rejoiced in his resurrection from the dead, and the whole host of heaven rejoices in your turn from the no-count, run-down way of life to the living God with whom you count. You know that you count because of the gift of his Son who was counted among the transgressors to bring you into God's own family by faith, to give you the assurance of his loving touch, with faith in the saving name of that great and noble Son of his. Build yourself up in that faith, in that confidence, that trust. Grow up into the stature of Christ himself, showing respect to children, teenagers, middle-aged, and elderly people. Treat others kindly. If you can't say something good about others, say nothing at all. Show appreciation. Give thanks. Have courage to encourage others. You count. And they count too. They've been redeemed by Christ just as you have been redeemed. Even though you feel they don't count, their turn is next. Belonging by faith in Christ, they count just as you do. No matter how gloomy things may look in this coming week, you count. You're someone to God himself. You're redeemed by the blood of Christ. And that's what really counts. Listen to the word of the Lord. Hear the sound of angels rejoicing over sinners who repent, one by one. Turn to God with confidence, sure confidence. His word is true. He gives and forgives. You really count. Amen.
Have been listening to a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. If you have found this message helpful for your own life, may we suggest that you share this cassette with others? This cassette service is a special ministry of the Media Services Division of the International Lutheran Layman's League.